Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
The White Sox have agreed to terms on a four-year, $73 million contract, the biggest contract in the history of the White Sox franchise, with free agent all-star catcher Yasmani Grandal.
Hey. Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
I'm very satisfied to see that the White Sox are using the thing they've got in their advantage. This is the biggest arrow in their quiver, really. It's the fact that they've got a ton of money.
It's a declaration of their self-assessment as contenders. This is the White Sox telling you this is what teams do when they're trying to win. I think White Sox fans should be very, very excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there. They're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Let's go. Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer in the first ever 8-passenger Hyundai Palisade here on a Bears Friday. Brought to you by Dunkin'. Chicago runs on Dunkin'. Hub Arkish coming up at the top of the hour to take your phone calls. Midday Midway at 10:40. I learned something about a former player yesterday. That I had no idea. I thought it was a joke when I first saw it. I thought it was a bit. Not a bit. And there is a former football player who I knew of who was way more important to my childhood than I ever understood.
Huh.
Until yesterday.
It wasn't like a DNA test or anything that made you feel this way, is it?
No.
Okay, good.
No. Pete Futek is going to join us at 11, big weekend in college football. And we look forward to talking to him as well. 312-644-6767. That's our number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text? Send a text. It's Friday. You can send a sext as well.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah. Send that sext.
Yeah, 67011. Sexting! And when you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein underscore MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. Also, if you have not yet, download the radio.com app.
I know I said it earlier, but happy hot stove season to you,
yeah,
my friend.
About it?
That is just, you know, here's what you do with the radio.com app. You head to yesterday's show, easy enough to do, and then you listen to the part where we found out that the White Sox had signed Yasmani Grandal, and if you're a baseball fan, a White Sox fan, just real excited to see teams do the right thing, do the smart thing, just rewind when we were reading about Yasmani Grandal signing with the White Sox, 12 times if you need to. You just listen to it over and over and over with the 15-second back button, then hit live radio and you'll be right back to today's show. Very simple to do.
Ooh.
Joyful for you, too.
Might have to write that down
for
me.
Some joy in your Friday.
I have to write that down for Grandpa so we can make sure not to make
it's
a mistake.
Well, that's
on
the
that
beautiful
one.
Part. It's not that hard. There's like three buttons, DVR-style stuff. It's really easy.
Yeah, nothing's really all that easy.
Even for you.
When you download the radio.com app, you can stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Let's see. Let's spin the wheel of producers and
yes.
See who happens to be there today. That looks like the very muscular Mike Chen. And that looks like Rick Camp.
Who hides the muscular part?
I didn't say. Somewhere there. I mean, you are muscular.
If you wore mediums like Chen, you'd really show out.
Yeah, I mean, if the two of
showing
you...
Showing out has a different term.
Put it this way. He's in way better shape than you are.
Better shape than all of us.
But if the two of you wrestled, like actually like full-blown, like because you've got probably 50 pounds on him.
Oh, I've got more than 50
on him. Like, he's got 100 on me, I would say.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, if we're like a boxing match, if he's dancing around you, you know, punching you, it might be different. But like a sumo match, I don't know. I think it can't be on that
I'd
one.
Watch Score Leftovers this Friday.
And in the back doing what he does, the Mexicutioner, he is Ray Diaz.
You know, I know you mentioned that you need some technological help with maybe the radio.com app. I say it's easy.
Okay.
I say using the app is phenomenally easy. It's as easy as a Thursday practice is for Mitch Trubisky.
I don't know. I think
it's just that simple, Dan.
Can we just play
everything works.
All right, there's a whole bunch of sound here because first there was the Matt Nagy's insistence, and we did a lot of that. There was Matt Nagy insisting that Mitch in the last 2 weeks has gotten better.
Indeed.
Right?
And he's been fine. He's been fine. He was fine against the Rams, and he was fine.
He said there's no question he's gotten a lot better.
He did say that.
And then Rich Campbell's like, yeah, how? So he gave some very specific, saying technically the way they look at it, how they understand the game. It was a way of saying we know what we're seeing, his reads, et cetera. And there were some very specific data points. Well, yesterday, the same question was posed to Bears nominal offensive coordinator Mark Helfrich.
Matt told us the last 2 weeks with Trubisky have been definitely better. Improvement. Can you help us understand that a little bit?
Yeah, I think he has, you know, he's played better in a broad, you know, generalization. There's specific things, obviously, that you know, everybody's trying to improve upon. Had some drops that didn't help, you know, didn't finish drives the way we wanted to. And, you know, and then probably just talked about, you know, the end of those drives a couple minutes ago. That, you know, if we finish those and get a little confidence going kind of in everybody, things change. But
what?
Made some very good throws, had some drops, missed some things. But generally, yes, he has improved.
Get me out of this question as quickly as possible. Drive me off this picture.
The best part is the tone that Jason Leisure asks the question. So can you explain that?
Right. I can't believe I'm asking this.
And then he laughs. And he laughs. And the laugh is like, oh, I didn't know we were lying about Mitch.
Oh, boy. Nobody told me this. Right. This is not in my press pack.
Right. General things. He's missed some things.
I did not scroll.
It's everybody. Like, he tries to globalize, and then he just... I mean, that he's completely at sea.
I apologize. Right, I did not scroll barely legible notes with a gigantic Sharpie down so that I could figure that. Right. That's on me. Right. He is 9 seconds into an answer about how Mitch has been better before he gets to wide receivers dropped footballs, and then we were talking about the drives that ended badly.
It's everybody.
9 seconds in.
It's everybody... made some things, missed some things, but kind of a broad general sense. I didn't know we were doing this.
Jason, I am going to get back to you.
Yeah. Give me your email.
Next question. Right. Next. Who's got something else?
I believe that is the conclusion of my answer, and it is now done. And I have said the things that I was going to say.
We're on to the Giants. That. No, Mark, that's who you're... playing right. Sunday. We are talking about the Giants. Shoot. You have me.
Yes.
You have me at Giants.
Well, then, we were just saying about the thing. Yes. And, I mean, and Chase Daniel, Z-Pac played it coming out, too. Like, I'm not trying to just build this guy's confidence, but, like, did they really... they're gaslighting us! Why are they doing this? Why are they telling us all of a sudden we haven't seen the things we've seen and that he's actually good?
Because you haven't. You haven't seen those things.
Guess I haven't. I don't know why. This is like some sort of psychological torture.
It feels that way. It's going to be some sort of different kind of torture watching the Giants game if you don't perform like an actual offense. You realize the Giants give up more explosive plays than any other team in football?
Yes, I do that.
You realize that the Giants have a quarterback who has fumbled 13 times this year? The quarterback has fumbled 13 times. He's fumbled... the quarterback has 13 fumbles. He has 8 interceptions so far this year. He will give the ball to you any way you'd ask him for it, and the defense can't stop a nosebleed. This is for a lot of us, the conversation around what's left for the Bears this season has been, show me what the offense is truly capable of. Not I can find the deficiencies in the quarterback. That's pretty easy. I can see him missing wide open wide receivers. So you have a conversation now that is, well, just start Chase Daniel. And at the very least, you'll get this average level of quarterback play that shows Matt Nagy what he can and cannot trust in the offense. And whether you think that or not, whether it's got to be Chase Daniel or Mitch to find that, it doesn't matter this Sunday against the Giants, because that offense is so, or defense rather, is so bad that you've got your ready-made Winsor-Brub replacement quarterback good to go regardless of what his name is Sunday.
Yeah, if it doesn't happen this week, there are some really difficult questions. And if, God forbid, they lose, we're all moving to Greenland. What's left of it?
Is Greenland the nice one, or is that ice? I've always
Iceland's
Mighty
nice
Ducks
one.
2.
Greenland is covered with ice, and Iceland is very nice.
Thank you.
Iceland is green, right?
I know. I always have to reference D2 for that.
Coach Bombay is taking out the Iceland assistant coach.
Yeah, and they were all really upset about that. Charlie was beside himself because it wasn't
Fulton
just, you know.
And
the other Bash
guy.
Brother,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the guy from Chicago.
Yeah, from Lincoln Park. I love that in D2, the hard scrabble, you know, badly brought up kid from Chicago is from Lincoln Park.
Yeah.
Like, they just picked a neighborhood that they saw.
Wait,
that
Bridgeport.
Lincoln Park. Like, just, right?
The one neighborhood
he's
they
barely
of.
Literate and plays hockey and only knows how to hit while he's playing. Lincoln Portman. Park. That's got to be Lincoln Park, right? No, you
Dean
missed
Portman.
It.
Dean Portman?
That's right, Dean Portman. Meanwhile, they got Adam Banks right in using cake eater.
The proper,
it's from the one place in Minnesota where you actually say cake.
From my experience with the behavior of youth hockey players, the correct answer is Franklin Park.
There you
go. If you're talking about a Chicago player who plays dirty hockey from the earliest age, the answer is Franklin Park.
Fair enough. Good to know.
This is Bears Friday.
And actually, his cutoff says Morgan Park.
No.
Ooh.
I thought it was. Wait, seriously?
I'm looking at it right now.
I thought it was Lincoln Park.
Morgan Park.
Well, all this means is that I need to watch D2 several times this weekend, and I apologize. Apologies all around.
Bears Friday. I've never seen the movie. I don't know what the hell you guys are
That's
talking
fine.
About. Bears
it's
Friday
fantastic.
Is brought
you
to you by Duncan. Chicago runs on Duncan. And let's play the Chase Daniel again.
Oh, please.
This is an ebullient, effusive, excited Chase Daniel who they've apparently just won the Thursday practice Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's moved around well, thrown the ball really well. And I actually told him, and this is not, I wasn't just trying to build his confidence up, but I told him, I thought today he threw the ball as best as I've ever seen him on a Thursday. And that's the facts. That's 100% truth. And I think our whole team felt that today. He had something else about him today, a pop to him and whatever it may be. Not that he doesn't always have that, but it just looked really good today and it felt good. We didn't have many balls on the ground today.
Idiot. Going to Disney World.
It's the greatest practice in the world, and he still can't say we didn't have any balls on the ground. We just didn't have many balls on the ground. Sure, we had some balls on the ground, but not as many as we usually have on Thursdays.
Champagne. Was Club Dub going after practice yesterday?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's tough.
The air horn going.
That is really tough
to
hear.
Come on, man. What if they lose, we're moving to Greenland. We'll do the show from Greenland.
I'd move to – that's fine.
What's the biggest city in Greenland? Is Greenland still there?
Reykjavik is Iceland.
That's Iceland.
Right? Okay, so that's – I don't know a city in Greenland.
Greenland might be gone. I mean, huge chunks of it have floated into the sea.
Right? Massive chunks of Greenland are gone.
Maybe we could just sit on an ice floe.
We can move to a chunk of Greenland. We can go to Greenland.
Go to Greece. Go to Iceland.
I
want to
go to Greenland. I want to go to the chunk that's between Greenland and Iceland. That's where I want to be. I don't deserve to be in Iceland because
Seriously.
The Bears have lost to the Giants.
But
I can't be in Greenland because it doesn't exist. Greenland.
If they lose, seriously, we have to
shut up. Do they have like a statue of Travolta?
God, I hope
in
so.
In Greenland? Did you see that the Olivia Newton-John outfit from the final scene, from the amusement park scene?
One that they sewed around her body?
Yeah, it's sold for like $500,000. The owner of Spanx bought it. I kid you not. And they literally did have to sew her into it.
I shudder to think what that guy's doing with that costume.
She. It's a woman.
I shudder to think what she's doing with that costume.
Apparently,
no one buys that with good
intent. The largest city in Greenland is...
Godthub City?
I've never seen a circle over a letter, so I don't know what that means pronunciation-wise.
It means you have to actually remove your tongue from your mouth and hit yourself over the head with it while speaking.
That's fine. Well, seeing as the entire country has a population of 56,000, I don't think...
we'll be huge there.
Yeah.
We'll be enormous there.
A lot of P1s in Greenland for
us. We'll have like the
and Greenland.
the guy that makes the putrefied shark, what is it called? Hot Carl?
Yeah, Hot Carl,
it's
right?
It's Hot Carl.
It looks like it is.
It's H-A-K-K-A. They hang the Greenland sharks.
Yeah.
They hang them up and they putrefy.
Of course.
And then they eat the meat for some reason.
Well, because it's
Because somebody came up with this fabulous idea.
It's not Iceland.
Rotted shark. Yeah, so that's where we're going if the Bears lose, wherever it is.
That's fine.
And that's all we're going to eat forever.
Are there flights? Have you checked flights for this?
No, we're taking a boat.
Oh.
Yeah, tramp steamer. And so we're going to be in steerage because we don't deserve to fly there.
Chase Daniel can captain that boat all the way to Greenland.
PJ Fleck is going to be rowing the boat for you.
He's going to row us over there because that's all of it. And anybody's welcome to join
Mike
us.
Mike Leach tells stories at night by candlelight.
If the Bears lose, everything else is on the table, right? Because that's
of course it is.
That's like you're all fired.
Look at the Giants. Just look at the Giants. They had I was listening to Dan Weider had this out just the other day. Maybe it was yesterday. Three of the last defensive players of the week all happened because they played the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
They're terrible.
The Giants are so bad. They're so bad.
Terrible.
Yeah, but with the Bears are on offense, it's literally the stoppable force against the movable object.
It is.
It feels that
way. A good point here, too, about the Max is regarding the Trubisky gaslighting. He says, whatever happened to the narrative of Mitch doesn't make the same mistake twice? Ragone, Helfrich, Nagy all fell back on that line multiple times, a little bit during training camp this year. That has completely gone by the wayside. Have the expectation goalposts for Mitch been moved?
Yes.
Every week.
Of course they have.
Every week. They're literally making up their own reality now about him.
Absolutely they have. I mean, that's where you're at with Mitch Trubisky. He's a rep guy, remember? He just needs to have it happen a couple of times, and he's
steady,
all good to
incremental
go.
Progress.
Man, that's the phrase of the season. I think they ought to be held to that as much as anything else. I mean, I understand that they offered expectations coming into this year. You know, you had the playoff game and you double doink and you fixed the kicker thing and that's all well and good. But steady incremental progress is what was offered to you concession.
It's like the opposite of what's been happening.
And there's been nothing. The only thing steady has been a decline.
It's an unsteady regression.
It's been
nonlinear regression.
Offensively, it has been absolutely terrible.
I like this thought for the 3-1-0. You guys should move to Graceland.
We absolutely should move to Graceland.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It's a comfortable place. The shag carpeting.
I've never been.
Yo, it's
we get down on the shag carpeting, really do some fists with your toes sort of thing after
Snow
you
Angel
land.
Like a
yeah, there you
it's,
go.
It's sad. The Graceland tour is sad. Remarkably so.
You have now taken the fun out of us abandoning the United States because the Bears lose to the Giants.
Well, we're doing that regardless.
Thank you for
I'm just telling you,
Connor, Graceland is in the United States.
No, but the idea was we're abandoning the. Oh, God.
I know.
Oh. Now the fun is completely gone.
I could live there, though. They've got a dial-up TV room down there with the three console TVs.
Are they still the tube televisions from
console,
the 1960s?
Literal console TVs.
Consoles.
Yeah, that's the TCB.
Whiteboard that for me. I don't know that I ever had
it. It's a credenza with a tiny little screen in it.
Credenza.
It's a console television. That's what we used to buy. You didn't just buy the television.
I wasn't buying credenza televisions.
You used they were, to buy.
I had like $8 to my name in 1988.
No, I'm just saying, your television was a piece of furniture that happened to have.
Oh, where it's got like the set.
It's a wooden container.
The dad would like throw a shoe at the kid to get him to go change the channel.
That's what a remote was.
Right. Okay.
The remote was tapping the kid in the back of the head.
You've never seen Rudy, but it's the television that they're watching in the movie Rudy when the kid asks if we can switch to the Purdue game. And then Rudy's dad is like, we only watch Notre Dame here.
When did they throw Rudy in jail for financial crimes?
That would be afterward. Okay. That was sometime between moving to Henderson, Nevada, and now, I think.
Okay. What do we got when we come back headed up to Hub here?
We've got plenty of Bears talk still because we're not done with the because
I love the fact that Helfrich laughs like we're lying about Mitch today. Okay,
I didn't know that.
All right,
no, we're not done because I as much as the Bears have an issue positionally at kicker, I have a question to ask you.
How else could you have an issue
mentally, spiritually? I don't know. However, Mark Helfrich would answer the question as he gets to go. You now have a question about replacing said position. I'll put it to you when we get back. And it's how much do you trust your Chicago Bears? It's Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
Matt told us the last 2 weeks with Trubisky have been definitely better, an improvement. Can you help us understand that a little bit?
You're just like me. Trash!
portion of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by Northwestern Football. The Wildcats take on Minnesota tomorrow at Ryan Field in this season's final game at Ryan Field. Buy tickets now at NUSports.com. Yes.
What?
Bill on Capitol Hill says, Helfrich sounds like Fred Willard's character in This Is Spinal Tap. We're big fans. Not of your group, per se, but, you know, the whole rock and roll genre. Bears Friday That's brought fine. To you by Dunkin'. Chicago runs on Dunkin'. So what's wrong with the kicker?
But no, so here's what I was thinking about. I was just kind of thinking about the roster in general last night and what can be done to improve it. And some of the conversations we were having with Matt Miller yesterday, and if you missed that, go take a listen to the show yesterday. It was a good talk about what the Bears can do in this offseason going forward and the targets that might be out there for him. But I like to check in every now and again with like an outsider who's my brother. Is not a big football fan. He really doesn't care at all. He's a baseball guy, and that's about it. But he, you know, checks in on the Bears from time to time. And I remember having a conversation with Ian about the kicking tryouts that were happening. Right.
This is the band director.
Yeah, this is the band director.
High school band director.
He's a smart guy and understands it, but just doesn't care about football that much. He's a baseball guy. But I was telling him about that. You know, they brought in 55 different kickers, and they're putting them through all this stuff, and then they're going to come out with one. And I'm explaining this all to him, and Ian's got a healthy skepticism to everything he does, and he says, "Yeah, but is the kicker you get out of that going to be any good?" And I said, I don't know, Ian. I really don't know if he's going to be any good. And he said, so then he goes, well, if that's the process, though, the open tryout thing, then you're kind of beholden to the guys you bring in. I mean, if you bring in 9, great. But if the 10th guy is the good kicker.
Yeah, what if number 13 is the guy?
You've only brought in 9. So I started trying to kind of apply that to the rest of the positions that may need help in this offense. And I realized that if you over an offseason, whether it's bringing in quarterback competition, given the names that we're all tossing around, right? You're Andy Dalton, you're Marcus Mariota, you're Ryan Tannehill, you're Teddy Bridgewater, you're Cam Newton, all that kind of stuff. Or whether it's an offensive lineman that really fits the scheme, or whether it's a wide receiver that really helps, or a tight end that really goes. Are you going to buy that they've gotten the right guy to fix the offense?
No.
Right?
Why should I?
So I'm sitting there on the couch last night kind of thinking about this conversation that I'd had with my brother as it pertains to the kicker and realizing for myself anyway, I'm kind of going through spot rack and cutting guys and fixing rosters and seeing how much dead cap space you could save here, money you could allocate to a free agent there. And I'm going, there will be a point where, we've got additions or players or something, and Matt Nagy is going to tell me that this is the guy that makes our offense work, and I'm going to go, really? Or Ryan Pace is going to say, this is the guy that makes this offensive line really gel together. Like, Rashad Coward was a guy that we really tried, and you got to credit his effort and all that kind of stuff. But this guy is...
There's another aspect to it. It's the overall aspect of how they say they see practice. Remember, we don't need to expose these guys needlessly in preseason games because we know what we see in practice, right? It's it's their confidence in their evaluation process that Mike Davis was going to be the guy, the Cordarrelle Patterson. And we were excited about this because they earned the benefit of
the doubt. They did.
Last year, they earned it. I'm not going to say I'm an idiot for trusting them a little bit because they earned it and everything was feeling positive and everything was looking good. But that capital has been burned through like kindling.
It's part of the reason Chase Daniel telling you that Thursday's practice for Mitch was one of the most miraculous practices he's ever seen. One of the best
Thursdays
touched by God Thursdays he's ever witnessed. I don't really know that they've got a practice evaluation standard that works because they keep telling you that this is what we've seen. This is how things work. And we like the passes that we're getting here. We like the plays that we're calling here. We like the level of open that each receiver is. And yet you get there game day. And did you watch, I know you were in and out of the Thursday night game last night. Did you happen to see DeAndre Hopkins slip through a busted coverage from the Colts? and Watson hits him right there in the end zone. It's one of those passes where Hopkins, like, he could have run out of the end zone and Watson would have hit him in the stands somewhere. He was that kind of wide open, just could have kept going.
I thought it was a fumble at the end, too, by the way.
Well, I think it might have been. Regardless, that I'm watching that play thinking Watson sees him and he saw him late. And it's not even about it being Watson, you know, the guy that we talked about that could have been drafted.
Right, forget that layer.
Forget that it's Watson. I don't know that Mitch even finds the open guy that slips the busted coverage.
Right.
I mean, this is the level at which we're talking about. This is the level that we're talking about the offense going, you know, we want to see that it works. And in order to do so, we've got to get competent quarterback play to just check the math and make sure that what Matt Nagy's doing is working. Because even though we see all these still shots after the game on the All-22, you know, guys pointing it out left and right, here's Allen Robinson open on a corner route, could have hit him. Sure, he makes the next play on a little check down, and Robinson picks up the first down and moves the chains. But here's Miller on a seam that gets wide open, and he doesn't see him either. I don't know.
Or he misses him. That's the other. There have been any number of times where he's seen the guy. He's seen Taylor Gabriel running free.
But isn't the check on practice seeing the receiver, not necessarily missing him, identifying it in the first place? Isn't that the bigger alarm bell that goes off? Because if you throw it, if you just keep throwing it, you're going to hit 5 out of the 10.
Yeah, but you only get 1 in the game. You don't get 10.
Are you sure?
Against the Giants, maybe you get 10. You're right. Top of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. The Wildcats take on Minnesota tomorrow at Ryan Field in the season's final game at Ryan Field. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. Hub is ready for you, Frank and Todd and callers. Here's your chance.
Bob's?
Oh, we'll do Bob's.
Oh, we'll do Bob's.
Oh,
okay.
You know, come on. It's close to the holiday season. 312-644-6767. Hub belongs to you. He is coming up next. Keep it here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.